Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Connecting Microsoft Teams with Enterprise Systems. Before I start, actually, I'd like everyone to know that there's a Bose speaker that's going to be a raffle at the end of this talk. You can get tickets from those two lovely ladies behind in the purple Microsoft shirts. In the interim, it's going to be my Surface mouse pad. So wonderful. Well, first I want to make just a quick introduction to Sappho. What we do is what we call a modern portal experience, and it really fits into what people are doing with Teams. If you kind of go back in time, even just 5-10 years ago, people's primary interface to the internet for a lot of people was portals, things like MyYahoo and iGoogle, and you'd get these little squares of content from all your data sources. Now, it was personalizable, but it wasn't very intelligent. And what we've seen over the last 5 years is a wholesale shift in the way people like to consume information. People like to get it in feeds, like on Facebook. They like little micro applications on their phones and on the web, like widgets. And increasingly, they want to interact with systems on messengers with bots, and that's like a new trend. And what we're seeing is it's also happening in the enterprise. So, in the enterprise, people have traditionally implemented things like portals, that transact back to a bunch of enterprise systems. They typically run on premise. But you know, consumers generally don't like them. And my co-founder and I actually started this company when we left CBS. So I was the CIO of the digital group at CBS and responsible for a lot of enterprise software. We rolled out a bunch of modern systems. We had a bunch of legacy like Oracle EBS. And what we found was it was incredibly difficult to get people to use software. People would just email the daily user of a system and be like, hey, can you look this up? Or batch up things like approvals to the end of the month. You know, there's login issues, interface issues. It's just very, very challenging. So what we see with Microsoft Teams is a whole new generation of connecting to these enterprise systems, but letting the people connect to them, use them from very modern tools. So this is from mobile phones, iOS and Android, embedded into SharePoint, micro apps in SharePoint, all the way through the Teams. And what I'm going to show right now is how it all works in Teams. But first, we're going to do a bit of an architecture deep dive. So a lot of these enterprise systems still run on-premises. It just is what it is. When they move to cloud, generally, they're moving to private cloud at places like Azure and virtual private cloud. So if you want to integrate with these things, to walk into an enterprise, or if you're at an enterprise and you say, hey, I need a hole punched in the firewall and an API to your SAP. You know, the InfoSec team and the owners of the system, they're just really not going to be responsive to that. And so what's really important is that the middleware that connects all these new interfaces to the old systems generally has to reside in place and in situ in the data center or in the virtual private cloud with access to these systems, and then generally still use native APIs to get to these systems. You know, a lot of them are not web service enabled. You know, when you're connecting to an SAP, it's boppy, right? And that's just a reality. And when you're connecting to databases, a lot of times people just want to use SQL. They don't need a REST API. So that's how we built our software to fit right in the middle there and connect through between these. Now, what's interesting is, as I mentioned, it also runs in private cloud. But when you move up to how this works with something like Teams, you actually get a very interesting architectural shift. And some of the lines aren't showing here, but basically, someone sitting on an internal network that is getting information through Microsoft Teams is communicating to Microsoft Teams through a proxy. And then Microsoft Teams is calling back into your data center to contact something like SAP. And then the middleware will contact back out to the middleware, back out to Microsoft Teams, and then through to the client. Now, what's really interesting about this is that you are adding a cloud interface on top of these enterprise systems, but doing it in such a way that it's compliant. Because Office 365, you're allowed to send attachments through email and such. So and then have Azure, for example, as your single sign-on through. So, what we did at Sappho is we implemented bots, cards, and tabs for all of these enterprise systems. And I'm going to show you how it all works with a demo rather than talking about it, since this is a tech talk. So I'm going to go to my browser. So here what we have is the Sappho admin console. What? Oh. Now that's odd. Hang on 1 second. Okay, now it's working. Thank you for the heads up. Okay, so here's the Sappho admin console. Now, you're going to need some type of middleware and way of either coding or building these micro apps and new interfaces into your backend systems. I'm going to show you ours. What you see here is a whole host of systems have already been added. You know, Dynamics from Microsoft, legacy systems like IBM Domino, newer systems like Jira, on-prem databases like Microsoft SQL Server, and then here's some interesting ones, SAP and Workday. Here are all the ones you can add. There's a whole slew of them. You know, everything from new things like Looker to really, really old ones like, you know, Vertica or what have you. Now, over here on the right, you're seeing a demo of the micro apps, and these are the ones that are going to materialize in places like SharePoint, Outlook, and Teams, and we're going to show this in Teams. So there's two aspects of it. There's the feed. So these are, hey, SAP's telling me that I have a new contract that I need to approve. Or I can do lookups. For example, here's an employee directory contacting Active Directory, and I can like look up employees and search for them. Now, let's go into SAP. And I'm going to show you events. And what's really interesting about how Teams works is it's a shift in how enterprise systems work. Generally, systems of record are very CRUD-based. People using something like Facebook or Messenger, they want to be notified about things. They want to know when something changes. So the critical aspect here is to monitor change in these systems. So here we're looking for a new contract in SAP. And there's a little rules engine that says, hey, when there's a new record in contract, notify these people, and I can say the executive team. And now you can see the channels that it goes through to. And it just uses mustache tags so you can insert data. And you know, when there's old values and new values, you can do shifts. It changed from this to that, or there's a contract that improved by this amount or a delta. So here's the card you saw. Here's a push notification, but now we're getting to the interesting stuff. Here it is in Microsoft Teams. You can structure a card with a message title, a message body, an image like SAP or an image pulled from the database, and then you can have actions that do approvals and rejections all the way back through to SAP from an on-premise server using JCO to BAPI. So for those of you who don't know, that's the native way to connect to SAP. Now, let's send a test, and now I'm going to go over the Teams. And let's see it materialize. New messages, here's our new contract. And then when I approve that, it transacts back, and you can see the contract was approved. Now, that's one way. What about the other way? What if I want to know what's going on with my Casio contract? Well, now, from the bot, it's going through to the middleware in Sappho, through to SAP, it's going, what's going on with the Casio contract? And you get an answer back. So this is showing two-way communication all the way through to enterprise systems from a modern interface in a very, very secure way, contacting SAP with its native APIs. So this is sort of an end-to-end example of how you can notify people about interesting events in their enterprise systems through to Teams, let them perform an action all the way back through the enterprise system, and then subsequently be able to query those enterprise systems using the beginnings of a natural language interface. So I'll show you how to build that natural language. Right now it's commands, and we're working with Microsoft right now on their Lewis technology so that we can turn that into a query for arbitrary objects. So you'd be able to pull up all the synonyms here, but right now the command is called contract. It looks it up in SAP contracts, it passes the first parameter through, and then you get a list of results back. So it's a very, very easy way to transact back and forth through to these systems. Now I'm going to show you guys one more. We're going to go to Workday. And here we're looking at a new PTO request. Now what's interesting here is if I go into the preview, there's no approve here. Someone in HR decided from a compliance perspective, we're not going to allow the approvals from Teams. Well, what are we going to do then? I mean, the software has to be compliant, but we still want to get the stuff in people's hands where they are. So let me show you how that's going to work. People get a PTO request in Teams, when they click on see more information, this is like such a unique feature. Inside of Teams, we can pull up a micro app where the user can get more information and transact back. This is the Teams tab feature. And we're super, super excited about this. No other messengers have this. And what you didn't see here is it's actually using Azure SSO to log you into that frame. So if you're logged into Teams, it's kind of hard to demo because it's just a little blip, but we didn't see a login there. And that's because it passed the authentication through automatically. And that's because in Sappho, what I can do is come here and set up security, set up Azure Active Directory, and enable various micro apps and groups within those to use those. So you see the executive team is allowed to use SAP from Azure AD. Now, one last thing to show is, you know, the editor behind all of this. So if I go into like Workday, into Pages, I can show you, for example, the page behind that PTO approval. So it's all drag and drop, and you can bind directly back to your data sources. Now, of course, if you're building all of this from scratch, you can do this in C Sharp or what have you. We're just showing it to you in our tool, how it works end to end. All right, now I'm going to see if I can like make it back to the presentation mode here. So what I think is going to be interesting, you know, talking with Microsoft, is how we approach this problem. Because it's pretty complicated, as you can see. There's a lot of different pieces to this. There's the bots. There's the tabs. There's the chats. There's the natural language. There's the events through. And what we really recommend is an incremental approach. And this is the approach we took. So Microsoft Teams supports webhooks. This is a very easy way. It publishes a URL, you find something out in one of your enterprise systems, you call that webhook, you can send a message to people. I mean, it's just such an easy, simple way to get this working end-to-end. However, it's not as fully functional. If you want to be able to interact back and forth and do more sophisticated things, you can implement the Microsoft Bot Framework and the Graph API, and then you can start to call the Teams APIs, you can call the Office data, and you know the Bot Framework also provides a lot of services that makes it a little easier to get your bot up and going. The next thing you saw, and I think this is particularly interesting to enterprises, is the tab. Now, the tab is a little harder to do, and it has to be side-loaded and what have you, and you have to figure out the authentication. But that, in our opinion, is where the real magic happens, because people can then transact directly within Teams in that frame. Another kind of exciting thing, because it's kind of the way people, when people are using Facebook or Twitter or what have you, they're very used to cards. So rather than just sending a message, it's really cool to use the cards. And Teams provides, you know, pretty rich cards. There's a carousel. You know, you saw the one with the image and the buttons on it. It's just a really fun way to get things in people's hands so that they can pay attention to it. So once we did all that, we're like, okay, no more making people sign on. Let's get that Azure SSO going all the way through into our frame, back into our middleware, right? Running on-premise or in the virtual private cloud. So we got all that working. And then we were like, hey, how about we let people just approve right in the card? Now, as I showed from a compliance perspective, you may not always be able to do that, but it's cool when you can do it. So we made it so you can bind those approve buttons, those reject buttons, those see more information buttons, all the way back through to the transactional systems. And what we're working on right now is the bot command. So you saw an early version of that. We're adding natural language to that, nesting, buttons. We think it's a pretty exciting thing. Now, they can't be used for everything, but they are a pretty cool feature. So I wanted to give a little bit of background of working with the Teams team, the Microsoft Teams team. You know, we used the developer preview, and we kind of knew what we were in for. So there were a lot of API changes, tenants getting updated and what have you. You know, we couldn't get our bot to talk to our tab, and they were working on it. But look, and I couldn't believe this was a super responsive, you know, organization. We were working with the engineering team directly, the product organization, the partner organization. And I don't know, look, Sappho's been around for 3 years. We have a lot of enterprise customers, and we've also worked with a lot of the new messengers, and you know, the other ones just weren't interested really in working to connect with legacy or old enterprise systems. And Microsoft, you know, really understands the enterprise. And when they ran into us, they were like, oh my gosh, we can now have Teams work with SAP and Oracle EBS, and it's all drag and drop. And they were super happy to work with us. It was a very, very different experience than, you know, we're in Silicon Valley. So of course, you know, we drive up and visit, you know, the competitors, and, you know, they had zero interest, right? They're like, you can order a whiskey from the messenger. And then they also really care about our feature requests. So one example is, you know, after we got the click through to the tab, we couldn't access the profile. And we really wanted to know the username so that we could do matching. So what's the expense report for this person? And it was in an opaque token. So they gave us a hack within 24 hours that let us get the data. And then they just shipped it actually at build so that you have access to the user profile, which is, I don't know, it's like it's super responsive and it makes us really happy to work with them. So I wanted to highlight kind of like what's really cool and I don't think talked about as much. The tabs, I think, is just such a killer enterprise feature. Instead of making users go around and go to a different bunch of different places, and Teams is the only messenger with this. And we just absolutely love it. We have our micro apps that can run on a phone. They can get dumped into a SharePoint. They can be put in a bunch of places. But now we can put them right in the messenger. We can link to them. We can deep link to actual stuff that's relevant to the user. They don't have to leave. It just feels like a very, very smooth experience. And then the Azure AD through the tabs, I can't talk enough about how happy we are with that. It just, so users don't, you know, don't have to log in. They don't have to see all this nutty stuff. They just get their credential passed through. And then the bot commands, I mean, look, there's nothing like getting a question answered. We're putting a lot of investment into this moving forward. Microsoft has a great technology called Lewis that does language mapping. So we're going to let you, where it says invoice, you can also statement, bill, whatever, put some synonyms in there and start to guess what people are asking for. Now, look, you know, it's not going to work for everything, but, you know, when I say, like, what's the weather in Tokyo to Cortano, I get a relevant answer. And so for simple queries and responses, we'd really like to make this all work. So what's next for us? Understanding these natural language queries. They just shipped at build a new thing called Compose extensions. So when you're typing something into, well, I'm not going to switch to demo because it seems to be kind of ornery. When you are typing a message in, you can now hit the three dots, and then you can like guide the user through building a query through to an enterprise system. So you can say SAP invoices, and then let them type data right there and see results right there. We're going to support additional card types, and I mean, there are a lot of new features. But wait, there's a little bit more here. We also at this conference announced support for Outlook actionable messages. So that same type of UI that you saw that lets you very easily build cards that can go into Teams, you can now put right into Outlook. People can approve it right from Outlook. And again, they're logged in through Azure. It's the same transactional interface back through to your middleware. So this is another really exciting kind of option to extend out your enterprise systems to where your users already are. And then there's one more thing, of course. You can embed the Sappho micro apps directly within Microsoft SharePoint. So it supports SharePoint online and on premises. And that's what we have. Thank you so much. You know, try Sappho on the Azure Marketplace. It's really easy to get to and easy to install. Feel free to contact me. And I think we have 1.5 minutes for Q&A if anybody has any questions or thoughts, comments. Yes? Oh, for our product, we charge $4 per month per user. There's a floor price, of course. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. We planted him. any other questions, thoughts on Teams or connecting to these systems? Maybe show of hands, who thinks they're going to actually do something like this? I see some heads nodding. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. And we'll be right over here if you have any more questions. Thanks so much. Oh, and we're going to raffle off this Bose speaker, too. Who didn't get a ticket?
You didn't get a ticket.
I didn't get a ticket. He's holding his ticket. Okay. Come on, we have to include her. I feel like I'm at my kid's school. All right, here we go. Okay, and the winner is that 693? I can barely read that.
7684693.
693, last three letters. Who won?
693.
Right there, winner. We have a winner.